Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the build. My name is Kurt with a K, and this is my partner, Liang. Whoops, you hearing me now? All right, okay. I guess talk louder. So we're here to train, we're talking about training a computer vision model in the cloud and exporting it to run anywhere, basically like your phone or a Windows ML computer now. So we're gonna be talking about cognitive services real quick. Computer Vision AI, which is a group me and Liang work for. And we're specifically here to talk about exporting models. There are four export functions now. We're introducing two brand new ones. The ability to export an Onyx model that'll run underneath Windows ML, and Dockerfile, which will allow you to give you the ability to have your own API locally wherever you can host a Dockerfile. So after that, then we're gonna give you just a quick review on how you can maintain your own models in the cloud. And from there, we're going to demo an actual Onyx model doing prediction. And then my partner here will be demonstrating how to create a Docker container that you export that allows you to do your predictions locally, like host it locally or actually in a cloud service or wherever you want to do it. And after that, I'll entertain any questions. And then for those who stick around, I'll give free autographs. I don't know if that went over so fun. So anyway, cognitive services is just cloud services and Azure that allows you to host your machine learning models. I had to write this down on a little piece of paper because I could never remember that. Okay, specifically we're custom vision, which is basically custom vision allows you to maintain classification of images and object detection, provides an API where you can actually then ask to predict, do predictions from your local app. And it also now gives you the ability to export models either to a Docker container or to an Onyx file. Also should let you know there's the ability to do it to iPhone through a Core ML file or your Android through a TensorFlow model. To me, what computer vision is now, I spent several years in graduate school counting plankton of all things. And it literally would take back, now I'm going back a little ways, but it would take months to actually train and perfect the model for a particular population. Trying to determine the right model to use, doing grid searches, feature selection experiments, engineering features, and a couple months later, you'd finally have a good model. And now they do this in a matter of hours. So my several years of graduate school have been basically reduced to a couple hours using custom vision. So, all right. The two formats we're talking about here today, Onyx, which is the open neural network exchange format. Sorry, I looked at my screen, but I can never remember that. And Docker container, which is allows you to actually host your own API locally that uses the API similar to the one you actually use with computer vision. For that now, we're actually going to go to the demo. We're going to show you actually running a Docker model correctly locally. But so, okay. I'm sorry. This is actually our little cloud service. I'm bringing it up here, but I'm going to bring up my little plankton model. These are plankton I worked with during research. Actually, it ended up in my dissertation too. So I built a little model that recognizes five different plankton. Here you can actually add images, it allows you to label them, you can delete images, and basically you keep on doing this and keep on doing training until you get to an accuracy that you're happy with. So if you see, I've been through 8 iterations already to get me to where I'm very happy with. From here now, I can now export this to an Onyx format. It's a very simple function. I'm going to export. You notice you can see there are four. Well, if the screen was bigger, you could see there were four models. You see the first three, iOS, TensorFlow, Onyx, one of the new ones, and Dockerfile. So we're interested in Onyx right now. Okay, it's very simple. Now the model's already sitting in a cloud, it's been trained, and I'm just gonna ask to export it. Can't get export this iteration, okay. I think it's upset because I've already actually done it. Sorry about that, folks. I did it before while kind of getting ready to demo the service. So now I'm just going to go ahead and download my Onyx model. So I'm going to say save as. I'm actually putting it into, there's a little XAML-based program I have, a little sample program. You can see I've done this several times before because you can see Plankton 3 through Plankton 7. We're now going to create Plankton 8. No, we're not going to overwrite it. I'm just going to actually change it to 8. Yeah, I'm not actually used to using touchpad. Okay, the model has actually been exported now, and it's actually sitting in what's called the assets folder of my XAML application. Now I'm going to bring up this little application here. Now, let's bring up the code. Now, what happens is there's an actual tool out there called MLGen, which is apparently now actually built into Visual Studio now, too, so it's easier than what I had to. Originally, it was a pain in the neck command line tool, but now you can actually add the model to through the solution file. And I'm going to let you go to a workshop tomorrow where they'll do much more detail about this. It's 8:30. You should go to it. But the neat thing this tool does for you, at least, it lets you know what it's expecting for the input. You see it created a, let's go down a little. Oh, I really need my mouse. Okay, that's the output. We're coming up. Okay, here we are, input. So it lets me know right away that it's expecting a video frame for input. That's going to be always true if you're exporting a model from our computer vision model, so you never have to change again. The neat thing about this is that it's going to do all your pre-processing for you. It's going to do the cropping, the resizing. If you're familiar with machine learning with images, usually you have to play with the axes where the color channel is. All that's taken care of for you. So that's a really neat thing, that part of the WinML and the Onyx experience. The output's going to be nothing more than a dictionary, where it's actually going to come back and say label, and copepod is 90%, that's one of my plankton. Hydra Medusa, the little squishy jellyfish, is 60%. And the other thing now they've also improved is, you notice there I had a little code there to pre-populate the number entries there. That's going to also be taken care of for you now, so that's another little headache you don't have to deal with. So without further ado, I'm actually going to jump to the actual program, which I already had running. You see the last thing I did, I predicted an image, and it showed a copepod. I happen to know that's a copepod, so that was good. So what's happening here now, it's actually running a XAML app, but it's actually using a model that's actually sitting in my little computer here. So I'm going to pick another copepod. Was that the one I did? And it's convinced it's a copepod. And I can go pick other classes, so. And it's doing a prediction locally on my computer. That's a squishy little jellyfish. Hydra Medusa is another way of saying it, I guess. And it's very confident it's a Hydra Medusa. Some other advantages of this now is it's that you don't have to, traditionally, when you have like Cafe, you have to make sure you have CUDA installed, DNN installed, and other things. This, as long as you have DirectX installed, and it's WinML, which has been pushed out now, it'll just work. So now I'm going to turn you over to my partner here, who's going to show you a Dockerfile export.
Okay.
And he's going to take over. And I'll stand over here and look pretty.
Hi, everyone. I'm Liang, and I work at the Custom Vision team as a software engineer. So I'm going to introduce what is the new feature, new export option, Docker Container Export, and show you a little demo about it. A Docker Container Export option is an export option that we just announced. It's a little bit different from our other three export options. So what is the difference? Let's go back to Custom Vision Service to give you a little bit context. Custom Vision Service is a cloud services that allow you to easily upload images and train an image classifier or object detector. And then after you train a project, it will host a prediction endpoint as a REST API for you. So as an app developer, if you have an application, you just need, after you train the model, you just need to send these images to the prediction endpoint, and it will give you back a prediction, a numbers back. You don't need to worry about pre-processing images or something. But people start asking, they want to more control over the model they train. They don't want to always depend on this prediction endpoint. So we allow them to export the model. But to be able to use those models, you need to somehow make your application into an iOS app or an Android app or something. It's very difficult. If you just want to keep using the application but gain control over the model, we now allow you to actually export a whole prediction endpoint. Inside this prediction endpoint, it is a Docker container. It's using Docker container to be a prediction endpoint. And inside this endpoint, it do all the necessary image preprocessing exactly as the same as our prediction endpoint, and apply a TensorFlow model. And then when you send the images to this prediction endpoint, it will send you back the number. It's just that easy. And you can deploy this container either locally or to cloud services or to some on-premises devices that support container. So I list a few examples here: Azure App Service, Azure Machine Learning, Azure Functions, and Azure IoT. And so it's very easy to use this your own endpoint. in the SDK, you just need, in the SDK constructor, you just need to swap the base URL of your endpoint. For example, here, if I deploy this endpoint to my local host, I just need to swap the base URL as using my local host. Then my application, instead of talking to original prediction endpoint, will now talk to your local host at your own endpoint. So now I'm going to show you how to export a model and then build the container and run it locally. In Custom Vision websites, I have this soda project that has 20 Coke images here and 21 Pepsi images. Basically, I want this project as an image classifier. It tells me if I get a new can images, whether it's a Pepsi or a Coke. So I have already trained this project, and it's giving me a very good results, and I'm satisfied with it. I go ahead, export. The same thing here. Now we choose the fourth option, Dockerfile export. And you have two container options you can export. In today's demo, we're going to demo to Linux option. So after you click on this, you will get a zip file. You go ahead, download, and unzip it. So I've already downloaded that, unzip it locally. Let's go ahead to look inside what's in the folder. Inside this folder, you'll get a Docker file that basically tells Docker container how to build your images and run the services. And there is a README file. Inside that, there is some simple instruction to tell you how to build the images and run the service. And there's also some testing command to let you know how to test and call in this REST API. The app folder is a Python Flask app that wrapped the TensorFlow model. And also, it did the image preprocessing. The Python code do the same image preprocessing as you will get in prediction pipeline. Azure ML folder is some additional file if you want to deploy this container to Azure ML. So in today's demo, actually, I'm going to walk you through directly in this README file, the instruction in the README file. OK, let's look at this README file. This is the same from that folder. The first command we're going to run is to build this image. OK. Here. So let's give this images a name. It's all very simple Docker command. OK. Build lightning fast, because I've already built it, so it's very fast. Now, if you build it first time, give it some time. And let's look at the second command to actually just run this, just build images locally. OK. So let's put in the name that of the images that we just built. And here I'm going to use interactive mode, because I want to show you later on how the web app take your requests and process the images. Go ahead, click Enter. OK, it's running locally. And to test this local host, I want to use Postman to test this local host. It's a very helpful tool that we use a lot during our tests in the API. That can basically let you specify your endpoint and the API, and you can see the raw response from the HTTP response. So here, we use a post method, and this is our local host. And today, we're going to demo the image API. There's another API, which is URL. Basically, you can put in some online image URL, and you can send the online images to the endpoint. So let's go ahead and select one files from the directory. These are all the canned images. I trained the project with the first 20 images in this folder. So now I'm going to test with another images. OK. Click send. OK. Now we give the localhost give us back a numbers. JSON file says in the prediction, it says these images has 99.99% chances is a Coke. So it's making the right classification. And let's look at the left side. The left side is actually the Python app processed the images. It did some resizing and cropping. This is exactly the same you'll get in prediction endpoint. We need to do this because we're using deep learning model and it requires the images to be in a certain size or shape. Okay, and let's compare this prediction endpoint, this local host prediction endpoint with the custom vision prediction endpoint. For each project you train, each iteration, you will get a prediction endpoint. So I grab it and then I pass it here. This is the prediction endpoint. I get it from the websites. And now I'm going to test with the same images. These 543 images. Image, click send. Okay, this prediction endpoint also give me 99.99% chance to say this images is a Coke. And there's a very low probability says that its images is Pepsi. We filter out the Pepsi, the low probability prediction in a localhost version because we want to make the results more very simple to read. We don't need these low probability predictions. And this ends the demo to running the container in local. And after you have this container in local, you're satisfied and you want it to deploy to a cloud environment. So now I'm going to show you a very simple demo to deploy this container to Azure App Service. The reason I use Azure App Service as example here is because it's a very simple web app solution in Azure that allow you to host a container, allow you to push a container and host a web app for you, serve as an API. You can easily scale up or scale out. So the first thing we have to do is to push this container to Docker Hub so that Azure App Service can know where to pull these images. So I'm going to tag these images with my own Docker Hub ID. OK, tag it, and then we can go ahead and push it to my Docker Hub. OK, again, this is very fast. Actually, I have already pushed these images to the Docker Hub. But the command is very simple, and it doesn't take long to run. So after I push to the Docker Hub, I need to run the second command here. Show you. OK, this command is using Azure command line interface. I've installed Azure command line interface and log into my account and create a resource group for it. So basically, what we are going to do now is we're going to create an app service plan to let Azure App Service know how to create your app. So we specify the type of the app and the SKU and the resource group that it belongs to and give it a name. So let it run. And it took a while to run, so I don't want it to wait. I have already created this app service plan under my subscription, so I don't need it to be finished. With this app service plan, we can then go ahead to create the app. So the last here, this is the container image that I just pushed to my Docker Hub SODA classifier. Specify your container image, and then give your endpoint a name. It will be show up in later on in the URL, classifier. OK, hope I don't spell wrong. And then this is the app service plan. I would not actually run this command. OK, I run it. But it takes about 5 to 10 minutes for Azure App Service to actually deploy this web app. I've already deployed it to the same URL. So I'm just go ahead to use Postman to do a testing to show you that using this after you use this command, the app service as an endpoint will give you back exactly the results as you will get in the local host. So 543, right. And then we send to this. Yes, it give me back 99.99% this images is a Coke. Let's compare the results as the version in this local host. So it's exactly the same. So just that easy. Within five command, we've come from build a container image and run it locally and deploy it to a cloud. And it's not limited. So this container export is not limited to if you want to push it to a cloud or run it locally. Like I believe in yesterday's keynote, there's the Azure IoT Edge's team using our services to actually deploy the model to Edge, a Raspberry Pi device so we can run it in offline scenarios. So I finished my demo on Docker container. I'll give time back to Kurt to conclude today's talk.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Liang for that. Was an excellent demo of how to do Onyx. I'm going to jump a little towards the end of our presentation here. We have about a minute left now for questions. But more importantly, I want to give a shout out to... Go ahead. All right. You're looking there tomorrow morning at 8:30. There's a little workshop there where I'm talking about Onyx here. There's a workshop on how to work with Onyx. So it's definitely going to be worth going to if you're interested in working with Onyx. And obviously there's something, there's something also tomorrow at 4:45. Oh, I'm sorry, you missed that already, I think. So, all right, anyway, we got about a minute left for any questions, and otherwise you can follow us back to the booth. Any exciting questions?
Yeah.
What is the base image for the Docker container you use? Is it public, because I can deploy it to anywhere?
It's a Ubuntu Python image.
From the main Docker registry.
Right.
Well, then I guess I want to thank every... Oh, sorry.
So earlier when you were going through the code example, you said the pictures had to be of a certain size because of the deep image.
Right. You can crop the image yourself, but if you send the entire images, we will crop in the center. We'll take the largest square in the images, and then we will resize it to the size that our network can consume.
So if I took a picture of your desk with a Coke can on it, I'd have to make sure the Coke is somewhat centered.
It will give you the better results.
Okay.
Right. But actually, since it's a Python code, so that image processing pipeline, if you want to go ahead and do some modification, it's totally fine. You can see that Python code in the app folder, right?
Right, well, I guess I want to thank everybody for coming here. And
thank you.
Hopefully I'll see a few of you tomorrow at 8:30. And don't forget to use our product, and don't forget we're a computer vision group, so.